USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry into President Trump continues, the whistleblower who raised concerns about that phone call with Ukraine's president now says through his attorney that he's willing to take questions from House Republicans. President Trump is again calling for his identity to be released.
The whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call. My phone call was perfecto.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, appearing on CNN's State of the Union, says President Trump has done nothing wrong.
We're trying to impeach a president here now in this town, across this country. Why? Because nothing in this conversation so far resonates with the country, especially in those 17 swing states, that would lead to a high crime or misdemeanor. That's why Nancy Pelosi has also said she's not sure that we'll get there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
China is now working with the U.S. to finalize a trade deal. During an impromptu meeting with reporters, the president was asked where such an agreement might be signed.
First, I want to get the deal. I mean, the meeting place to me is going to be pretty easy, but first we'll see if we get the deal. And if we get the deal, the meeting place will come very easily. It'll be someplace in the U.S.
Congress Secretary Ross said that good progress is being made on a trade deal with China and says phase one is possible within the month. President Trump is once again threatening to withhold federal aid from California after their Democratic governor criticized his environmental policies. The president says Gavin Newsom has done a terrible job of forest management. Over the past 2 weeks, fires have raged nearly 100,000 acres in California, where firemen are still battling the Maria Fire, which is about 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles. They're gaining ground, so evacuation orders in the area have been lifted and people are returning home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Amazon must soon decide if it will protest the Pentagon's awarding of a $10 billion cloud computing contract to rival Microsoft, with a possible grievance being the unusual attention given the project by the president. USA's John Hunt has more.
Amazon was long thought to be the frontrunner in the competition for the huge military contract. Its Amazon Web Service division was far ahead of second place Microsoft in cloud computing, and Amazon has experience in handling highly classified government data. It survived earlier legal challenges after the Defense Department eliminated rival bidders Oracle and IBM and whittled the competition down to the two Seattle tech giants before choosing Microsoft last week. And what else distinguishes the losing bidder? Amazon and its CEO Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, have frequently been targets of Trump's criticism. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Another horse has died at a California racetrack. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Mongolian groom had to be euthanized after suffering a serious leg injury in Saturday's Breeders' Cup Classic. The four-year-old gelding, the 37th horse to die at the famous California racetrack since last December. Investigations continue, but it's still not clear if there's a common thread to all of those deaths. The racetrack issued a statement saying the death of Mongolian groom is a loss to the entire horse racing community.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.